Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow, mad cow, mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Sun Guy Nation. Welcome back to the show here on another Friday afternoon, first Friday in April. QT and Sun Guy with you. Some show notes. If you're looking for some wrestling this week, you're actually in a lot of luck. Lots going on, of course. WWE presenting WrestleMania on Sunday, so there's a metric crap ton of shows if you're anywhere near the Dallas area. Lots of promotions putting on shows in and around Dallas. So definitely seek out the schedule for all of that. Independently tonight, WCWO running in Indianapolis, Indiana, as usual. SCW up in our neck of the woods in Bremerton, Washington, featuring Ring of Honor's Brutal Bob Evans. EWF in Corvina, California. AWN in Fort Valley, Georgia. D2W in Wharton, New Jersey. ECPW in Binghamton, New York. Tomorrow night, Hoosier Pro Wrestling in Columbus, Indiana. Spokane Anarchy Wrestling in Spokane, Washington. ECCW in Surrey, BC. APW in Statesboro, New York. VCW in Norfolk, Virginia. NWA in Amarillo, Texas. SPW in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. ICW in Marion, Indiana. PAL in Fox Lake, Illinois. New Wave Pro in Terre Haute, Indiana. BWCW in Port Huron, Michigan. And 302 Pro Wrestling in Felton, Delaware, featuring Casey Carlisle, whom I love. QT, huge week for professional wrestling this week, is it not?
Well, Sun Guy, you could say that the wrestling action this week is heating up like the sun in the Pacific Northwest. Yes, temperatures are rising, especially with WrestleMania. Yes.
Absolutely, one of the biggest weeks of the entire year, be it large promotion or small. Tons of things going on in Dallas. So if you're in the state of Texas and you can't find some professional wrestling near you, large or small promotion, shame on you.
Now, Sanga, did you say that there is also going to be a card at La Problemita's in Bremerton, Washington?
Yes, there is tonight. And it features Brutal Bob Evans from Ring of Honor. And I believe QT, our guest, has joined us. Let's bring her on.
Hello there.
Powerhouse Princess Lila Lodge. It's been too long.
It has. I heard you say Brutal Bob Evans, and as we speak, I'm getting ready to go to the seminar, so I had to get lots of stuff done today. I planted potatoes, 25 potato halves, so, you know, I don't really know how you get, well, one of them must have been in thirds, because how do you get 25 if you cut them all in half, right? Maybe one of them stayed whole.
That would be an odd combination of things.
Yeah, that's a conundrum for QT right there.
It is, and it's a bit worrisome for wrestlers when they hear that you've been planting potatoes.
Well, but, oh, yeah, that's awesome. Yes. That's my new gimmick. I plant potatoes. Does that just mean I hit people in, wrong spots, though? Like,
especially
a potato is when
hard.
You hit somebody. Oh, okay. Well, that's definitely not me. I recently rewatched. Yeah, don't worry. Okay. Sorry. I'm still, you know, doing stuff. But, yeah, so what we're talking about, potatoes, planting potatoes. Okay, yeah. I recently rewatched my episode of World of Hurt, and when I watched the part where Roddy Piper wants me to hit him, you know, he wants me to forearm him, and he's like, if that's all the harder you can hit me, I'm in no trouble at all. And so I'm like, well, yeah, but he also had a broken neck, and I'm a massage therapist, and I'm just not very good at hitting people and whatnot. So anyway, potatoes. So I usually don't do that. Usually if I'm going to potato someone, does it count if it's not a punch? What if it's a stomp? Because I've been known to, like, kick someone in their ribs, like when you do, like, the kick to the stomach, get them a little hard there. Apparently I'm stronger with my leg.
Dad? Do I need to holler at you?
Sorry, guys.
Oh, sweet. Thank you very much.
How do you say thank you very much in another language?
Domo
gracias.
I thought it was arigato gozaimasu.
Oh, okay.
What's that mean?
We're not sure.
Trying to think.
Now, did you pick up some Japanese when you were over in Japan? Is that what you're getting at?
Oh, well, yeah. I was just trying to think because I was talking to my dad, and normally I just say something. I don't know. Is konnichiwa? Konnichiwa? What's that? That's hello, right?
Good morning.
Before we leave. Okay. But back to Brutal Bob. Okay, a lot of people know that I got into a car accident last year. And so I haven't wrestled. I did actually try to wrestle a few times, and it was not so good. And so then I, you know, didn't wrestle and just been doing chiropractic and going to doctors and just kind of, well, I guess I don't have to really, like, lie about anything. I can be honest. I mean, I talk about it on Facebook. Like, I'm prescribed pain medication and things like that. So, you know, doing that, the medication and the physical therapy and the chiropractic and massage and just running the gauntlet of therapeutic, you know, things to do. And recently I was like, man, sometimes I feel like I just need to take a damn bump. Have you ever had your back hurt and then you go and take a bump and you're like, yeah, it doesn't hurt so bad anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those unexplainable mysteries of the ring.
Yeah, no, it's more like my body's used to being a certain way, and over the last year, I mean, I lost 50 pounds. I don't know if you guys have really, like, you know, whatever. I know you guys follow everything that I do, right? No, anyway.
Yeah.
You got me confused with the other sports entertainer from Hoosier Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, well, lately it doesn't even seem like he follows everything I do, so it seems like that phase of life has passed now, hopefully. But, yeah, so, okay, just rewind, car accident, semi-truck, pain medication, shitty life. So now we're, okay, so I won't even talk about the other stuff. So we experienced a loss in our family, and we moved home. We moved from Louisville, Kentucky, where we were living, to go to OVW and wrestle and train and go to Japan and travel and be Tracy's mother's daughter and awesome life. But then our families needed us, and I was hurt, so we just came home, and now we're here, and it sucks. There's no good wrestling here, like, really, let's be honest. But I mean, Manning's got pretty good people, and sometimes you know, wherever, like, Ethan and Santiago and those guys are, like, that's aight. PNCW's aight, Ryzik and the Luchas and whatnot, but whatever, you know. I've SCW, a company that I helped build, doesn't want me there because supposedly everyone hates me because I was just such an evil piece of shit while I was here. So now we're home, you know, my freaking fiance's mom died and we don't get to come back to the shows that we helped build in this area. Kind of like I want to tell the Pacific Northwest to suck it and leave again, but right now we are sort of forced to be here, so we're going to go do the seminar, and I don't even think they know I'm coming, so surprise! They're most likely not going to put us on the show because this area is stupid, and yeah, it's just, okay, so whatever. I worked a couple shows. When I was here before, I was one of the highest paid female workers in the area, if not more than some of the guys. And then I leave, I go to OVW, I go and train in Japan, I freaking learn from legends, I get experience that none of these people have, and I come back and they want to try and pay me $10 to wrestle, and I'm hurt, and it's just not worth it. It just is not worth it. No promoter around here pays any of these wrestlers what it's worth to do any of these shows. We have to, you know, take our one day that we get to relax and go and lose money, and that's not what wrestling's supposed to be about. And I don't know. I feel like I just want to start running a show. I mean, I did get a settlement. I got run over by a semi-truck. Well, I got hit in my car like 5 times, and he ran me off the road and whatever. So long story short, I get a bunch of money now, so everybody's going to get to, you know, whatever I do with it. I don't know what's going to happen. Checks in the mail, bitches. So now I can wrestle and not care that I'm hurt and just say fuck it and be a wrestler, you know? That's what wrestlers do, right? They get hurt and they're just like, who cares? I'm just going to wrestle because it makes me happier than this bullshit, you know?
I can understand you.
So,
now
I don't know how long I had to talk to you guys, but I kind of went on a rant there.
Yes.
Beast Barnett somewhere is smiling hugely because he got his Lila Lodge trademark rant.
Oh, do I do that often? Or did I?
Often enough that Beast Barnett loves it every single time.
Oh, well, hopefully he listens to the show still.
I don't think he listens to anything else in his life.
Oh, well, that's good then. So, yeah, do you guys have questions for me?
Sure. One of the things I wanted to ask you, since you have branched out and you worked a lot of different areas, you went overseas to Japan, what's some of the differences you've noticed as far as how the crowds react to you from one region to the next?
Well, I am naturally a heel. I'm kind of a bitch, just, you know, like I'm sweet as can be if, you know, we're friends or you're somebody I care about, but if you're just some douchebag and you're giving me a hard time, I can be pretty evil, you know, or if you piss me off enough. You know, everybody's got their breaking point, and I just, okay, so side note, sorry, I've been in therapy because of the whole, like, being pissed that this guy hit me and wondering what they were going to give me and just trying to get better, you know, trying to feel better enough to do anything at all. And so now, you know, things still aren't better. They're not to how they were before the accident. But anyway, it's kind of like my attitude, you know, like I'm way more angry now. And so I've been in therapy and she was talking about, like, anger and anger management, and she thinks I have this thing called like explosive rage disorder where once I get to a certain point I'm just like blind with rage, you know. And so I was like, well, if that comes out in wrestling, then that's probably not the best thing. If I just, you know, lose my shit and beat someone with their shoes, you know, you wouldn't want that to happen.
That would be horrible.
Oh, God. Oh, this is so good. I love it. You have no idea. I give so less of a fuck than I ever did when I was here before. Sorry for the cussing, but I just, like, I cared when I was here before. I tried to make this area something, and it just wanted to, like, tell me to fuck off. So I did, and I left. And now I'm here, and it's like, you guys suck. This place sucks. Nobody over here wants to be professional. Nobody wants to be serious. None of these people have any idea what it's like to really train. None of these people have any idea what it's like to have this be your job. I mean, what was my question?
The fan reactions and how they're different.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm naturally a heel, and that comes out. And when I'm a babyface at wrestling, it's like, well, it's just not believable. I'm a huge bitch, you know? Like, I'm not really now. I'm 50 pounds lighter, but I'm still sassy as I always was and strong as I always was. I'm just not as fat. But I don't know. I feel like my work is more believable now, and I had to do things a lot more real over in Japan, and I got good reactions over there, you know, like, I just feel like crowds over here either shit on whatever matches in the ring, and they're not going to make, you know, they just want to be smarks and shit on everything, or, oh, I'm going to root for the heel because I'm a fucking dumbass, you know, or whatever, but I don't know, it's just, I guess I feel like the crowds around here know me, so they're like, yay, Lila's back. She's going to actually wrestle instead of the bullshit that we have to watch here. You know, whatever, as far as the ladies' matches goes. MJ, I mean, Annie is trying, and she's a good little valet, and she's a good little heel, and she just needs fine-tuning, and she knows that. She's doing the seminar, and Jamaica quit. Sunny Days doesn't. Really, I'm not sure what she's got going on now, so it's like, well, I don't really know what's been going on around here other than MJ. I feel like she's been carrying the women's division on her back since I've been gone. But, you know, it's just kind of like, I don't even really have anything to judge about the crowds around here because it's not fair. There's not enough of them that aren't just friends and family. You know, all these people that have known me for the last 10 years, they all know that I'm awesome. They know that they like me in real life. So when I come out, they're like, yay, Lila, you want to kiss our babies at intermission. You know, they don't forget that. They're the same damn people that have been there through every heel and face turn ever. You know they're supposed to boo ya. They know you're supposed to cheer ya. So it's just, there's no real fans in the damn crowds here. So I guess that's what I would say, is the difference is there's real fans in the crowd there, so they'll actually react the way that you're supposed to, not because they know you.
All right. Now, speaking of the fans, over the course of your career, you've had some interesting encounters with fans from all over the place. What's been one of the more unusual fan interactions you've encountered?
Okay, so obviously you're talking about TCW when those little kids, like, pushed the railing on me. Is that what you were talking about?
I was just asking. I had nothing specific in mind.
Well, there have been some times when... Okay, so this one time in at a TCW show when it was in the Boys and Girls Club, this girl, like, pushed the railing over on me, and then they, like, ran by me and pulled my hair. And then there was a PWB show. I got called a bad word. Like, I don't even want to say it. It was so awful. I've been called that word a few times, actually, from wrestling fans. But anyway, let's see. Oh, okay. Well, one time, Maybelle and Jessie Bell and Mama Lisa and Tracy Smothers were out in the, you know, doing the thing, and Tracy's in the crowd and in the ring, and the girls were on the outside. And then this fan that was, later on we found out Lisa had worked out as a plant to try and, like, set up a thing with her, but we didn't know that. So I'm, like, hitting this girl, and so, yeah. been a few different, you know, crazy things that have happened with fans. I've had, man, at the JCW show, I got, you know, like the Juggalos, whatever, there, but they're not supposed to throw stuff, but they were totally throwing stuff, and I got a soda thrown at me, like a big old, big gulp soda. It went everywhere because it wasn't, like, contained. It was awful.
It wasn't a Faygo?
No. It was probably something with bad things in it. I don't know. I saw a lot of bad things there. Things that my eyes have never been exposed to. So
that seems like a JCW show.
Yeah, definitely. So that's probably a good answer for that question.
All right. Well, we have hit the point of the show where it's time for Bring On to Choice, Bring On to Funk. You've done this before. I will give you a series of two options, the ones that you prefer. That's the answer. Are you prepared for a round of Bring On to Choice, Bring On to Funk?
Yeah. Good. Shoot.
DDT or pile driver?
DDT.
Trunks or singlets?
Ooh, well, it depends on the body. I mean, if it's some nasty fat dude, singlet, but it's a hot dude and they're all muscly, trunks.
All right.
Right?
I can see that.
You agree.
Disqualification or count out?
DQ, that means you get to do something dastardly and mess a bitch up.
Cinnamon or nutmeg?
Cinnamon. I hate nutmeg.
World Cup or Wimbledon?
Cup. Whatever the cup was. I don't even know. Wimbledon is tennis, right?
Yes. World Cup would be the most important, prestigious.
Soccer?
Yes.
Oh, soccer then, yeah.
Victoria's Secret or Kmart?
Victoria's Secret, duh. Do you know who I am?
Real rope or cables?
Oh, real rope.
Greg Valentine or Greg Gagne?
Greg Valentine, because I know him.
Mask or face paint?
Face paint, so you can breathe.
All right. Well, at this
I'm
time...
good at this game.
You are. I believe, if my memory serves, you were the first ever participant of said game.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is fitting that we did that on the show today, then.
It really
is. I
don't know
if you planned that, but well done.
I try. Well, at this point, does help us all, because QT is standing by, and I'm sure he has some questions.
Oh, well, that means I gotta go, then.
Oh, come on!
All right, I gotta finish.
I'd like to expand on Sungay's word association. How about Bam Bam Bigelow or Jesse Ventura?
Jesse Ventura.
Okay. Iowa class battleship or Zumwalt destroyer?
Yeah, the second one.
Oh, okay, Zumwalt Destroyer. I'd like to inform the Powerhouse Princess that the first Zumwalt Destroyer, which is the biggest destroyer that America has ever produced at over 600 feet long, slightly, is now undergoing sea trials near the Maine coast, the Zumwalt Destroyer. Yes.
Is that because you were in the military and, like, when we went to that place when you guys came there and took me to Indiana?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Do you remember when we went past, like, a military thing when I drove in the car with you and we went and ate breakfast in Sangai's grandma's hometown?
Oh, yes.
Is that what it was, Sangai's grandma or Sangai's mom?
Grandma.
Grandma. Yeah.
What's the matter? I love you. Can I have a kiss? And she's going to go be a wrestler. I love you.
That's
not snacky. That's just water. Here, have a drink. I love you.
Yes, Sign Guy, oops, sorry. Sign Guy's grandma had that very nice Indian art on the wall. Yes.
I do remember that.
Yeah, we're going to go do a seminar where you go and learn from somebody that knows more than you. I love you.
Love you guys.
Okay, sorry. Told you I was getting ready.
Well, I only asked the comparison between the Iowa-class battleship and the Zumwalt Destroyer, because the Zumwalt Destroyer is, like I said, newly launched, and the Iowa-class battleship...
Okay, wait. I changed my answer. I'm going with the battleship, because one time I got to go on a battleship when I was in ROTC. We only got to, like, move it from one base to another, from, like, Bangor to Bremerton or something like that, you know what I mean? I think it was Bremerton to Bangor, but I'm not sure. And we got to walk on a submarine.
Oh, well, maybe that Iowa-class battleship you were walking on was the New Jersey BB-62.
I don't know. This was in high school, and I'm not going to tell you how long ago that was.
Oh, okay, I'm going to guess 35 years ago.
No, you shut up. I'll punch you, and you know I will. Okay, so...
Oh, come on now. Now, as an ROTC graduate, do you know what Iowa-class battleship that the surrender documents of World War II were signed on in Tokyo Bay?
The USS Nimitz?
No, Missouri.
Oh, okay. Well, the only one I knew about is the Nimitz, because that's the one that my commander was on.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Okay, so,
okay.
Hey, this, I hate to be an a-hole, but I really do got to go get ready. So what other questions do you have for me, QT?
Okay, here we go. Lila, the Sign of the Times episode 43 7/8 was the I Forgot Lila's Photo Edition. It came to the people of America next to an undisclosed garbage can, next to an undisclosed pine cone that may have once graced the branches of a western red cedar. My question is, you participated in the only known phone conference that took place live on a Sign of the Times, and your picture got equal footing or exposure with Casey Carlisle. For these two reasons, is this your favorite Sign of the Times?
Yes, very much so. Actually, no, that is a lie. My favorite Sign of the Times are back before Sign Guy got all hooked on Casey Carlisle, and I was his number one. I hate it now. I hate her. Just kidding.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's probably a better Sign of the Times than that, though. Is there ever one where Sign Guy falls and gets hurt or anything?
Well, there was the naughty cake episode, yes.
Did I smash cake in his face?
I can't quite remember you smashing cake in his face. I think he got
that is a negative.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
But there was
where
I was on morphine.
Oh, well, that one was definitely the best one then. I want to see Sign Guy on morphine. Man, you're so lucky I wasn't at that show. I would have kicked your ass for kicking your own ass like that.
I didn't actually do it to myself.
Oh, yeah, no, the firemen, the untrained, I can't even do this. We're not going to talk about this. Next subject.
Okay. Yes. All right. Well, Lila, in episode 43 7/8 of The Sign of the Times, your photo in which you wear a tiara reminds me of the Big Bang episode in which Amy Farrah Fowler is furious at Sheldon and starts to berate him about how rude she thinks he is, that he can possibly smooth over his insensitivity to her needs and his self-centeredness with an offering of gifts, and her mood suddenly shifts to joy as she pulls out a tiara from one of the gift bags. My question is, have people recognized the Amy Farrah Fowler-like qualities in you, and thus come up and thank you for being existential meaning into their trite and humdrum daily grind of a mind-numbing existence?
I wouldn't put it in that way, but there have been several people that have told me that I help them through times when they feel, you know, like weak or, you know, not whatever. Like, they feel inspired and shit. It's hard to say things like that about yourself.
Oh, okay. I think Amy Farrah Fowler also has that effect on the American people. Yes, with her effervescent smile. Yes. Okay.
Do I have an effervescent smile, QT?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, who's your pro wrestling referee and Razor Ramon aficionado, Dave the Beast Barnett, has gone on record as saying that the Sign of the Times drunk squirrel episode was his number one favorite. Do you forgive him for putting the Sign of the Times drunk squirrel episode over the Sign of the Times nautical naughty cake episode? Do you forgive the Beast?
I don't know. We might have to wrestle over there.
Oh, wow. Okay. All
right. Yeah. I don't think I can have Beast putting anything else ahead of me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I'm glad you get the comedy in that.
It didn't deserve a rim shot. Yes. Well, maybe it did. Yes.
Yeah, but the guy talking. The guy already told him. It's in there. Bob Evans. Dude, this guy isn't even going to let me come and do this. This idiot is $25 out of Bob Evans' pocket because he doesn't want me in the seminar.
Okay. Well, Lila, did you see last week's Sign of the Times where a Devo album that has been signed by the likes of Northwest wrestlers Randy the Pimp Taylor, Cowboy Tex Thompson, Buddy Highway, Bad Blood, and Blue Collar Wrestling referee T-Rex makes a peripheral appearance not once but twice?
Being saying it's going to subdue the one that.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Hang on. Wrong. Can I just, like, apologize to everyone? I just have the chance.
It's not everyone. It's just.
Okay, well, whoever.
You've not accepted this.
in the crowd, and I can come and do the seminar after, Dean?
Yeah, I'll just have Dean. Well, I'll have only Dean leave. Well, I'll have to talk to Dean and see what I can work out. But I don't see if Bob will stay. I'm sure Bob would be happy.
You know that I can, like, be nice, though. I'm not going to be mean to Dean. I'm not going to, like, intimidate him.
It's Dean.
No, I understand. I'm saying, I'm not going to be mean to Dean. I'm not going to, like, punk him out, yell at him. I'm going to be nice. Why is he so scared of me? He's going to go with the stick. And I understand. Everybody has issues. And I want to come and make things cool and make things right.
I'm trying as I can, but this is one of the things where I just can't have enough problems.
Okay.
So much, so many, like,
I'm you guys understand that this is an opportunity for me. And I'm sorry, but I have an opportunity with this man show that I can do and then one stuck in Washington. What if we want to go to Ring of Honor? This is an opportunity for me. This is my life and my livelihood. I know, but if I'm not the problem and I'm not the one that's going to do anything wrong.
She dropped the call, QT.
Yes, she was in a very, poignant and important phone call. Hopefully, sign that will be a phone call that spurs her back into action in the Pacific Northwest. Yes.
Could be. I believe it's Beast Barnett's favorite episode ever by now because he used to love the random rants.
Oh, this interview. Oh, okay. Well, Beast, if you're listening, I hope we are on the path to your most favorite episode. Not an episode of the Sign of the Times, of a Turnbuckle Turmoil broadcast. Yes.
I'm still waiting on confirmation from Beast to find out if the Sign of the Times episode 219, actually, excuse me, 218, the duckiest episode, is his actual new favorite episode. It may have surpassed the Drunken Squirrel.
Have you mentioned, is this the Sign of the Times where the Ducky Boy Street Gang is mentioned?
No, but it is the one where I was surrounded by some undisclosed ducks.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to watch that one. Yes, I've got to do that.
That's one of the seminal moments in the history of the Sign of the Times. I spared no expense at getting those ducks.
Did you shoot this Sign of the Times in black and white?
Some of the ducks are black and white.
Oh, okay, very nice. Okay, very nice. Okay. Did that black and white shading on the ducks show up in the film? That's what I'm asking.
Yes.
I see. Has Laren Golden Songbird Amos ever thought about switching to black and white to film? Mm-hmm. Maybe one Sign of the Times and then posting forwarding this film with a special note to Devin Bellinger to show this black and white film at the Weather Club. Yes.
Not to my knowledge.
I see. I know Sign Guy remembers that the film Raging Bull was shot in black and white.
As was the first season of The Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, wow. And after that, it was in color, huh?
I believe so.
I think I would enjoy seeing Floyd the Barber in black and white.
I believe there's several episodes where you could see just that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Sign, I was going to ask Lila Lodge if she has done any thoughts about the possibility of forming that Rosebud support group for blue-collar wrestler, manager, and semi-wrestler Paul Moonshine with me, Rosebud Club. I'm kind of heartbroken now that I won't have an official response from her because when I try to contact her on Facebook, she kind of just doesn't want to respond. Maybe she believes I'm a chatty Cathy and we'll try to spend hours talking on Facebook with her, which is not the case.
I'd say it'd be 37 minutes.
Wow. Well, that depends on how the conversation would go, yes.
Let's say it was going like her opening rant on today's episode.
Wow. Now, that caught me by surprise, yes.
All right.
I think this could probably pull in the ratings. Yes.
I think we'll have the Beast Barnett demographic.
And I was also going to ask her about the Pee-wee Herman appearance on Monday Night Raw where he was inside the ring with The Miz. Do you recall this episode?
Vaguely.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
I believe he was the host of the... Guest hosting Raw that particular night?
He may have been guest host, yes.
I believe that was the case.
Well, he was a guest host. And he stood up to the Miz quite well in the ring. He showed an air of non-fear to the Miz, and he said, "Miz, you're beginning to piss me off. I got words of advice for you. Don't mess with a P." Very strong words. And then the Miz came back and, "Well, why are you acting so self-confident? You say you have backup?" And Pee Wee goes, "Yeah, my cousin's backstage." And it turned out to be the Big Show.
I didn't know they were cousins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cousins. Yes.
Oh, all right.
And Big Show came down into the ring in official Pee Wee Herman suit attire. And he ended up doing the dance, the tequila dance that was from What Hit One Hit Wonders, the Champs.
Very interesting. Now, did you know, QT, that the Big Show, when he was rehabbing at Ohio Valley Wrestling, once wrestled in tiny Hope, Indiana, population roughly 2,000 people?
Now, tiny Hope, during our, well, during, from what I hear, the latest Sign of the Times, the Devo album, there was a conversation about Woody Harrelson mentioning a town in Indiana with Kevin McHale. Do you recall what that town was?
I do not recall that happening in the Sign of the Times episode 220 of the Devo edition, but I do recall what you're speaking of, and it was Hanover, Indiana. That is where Woody Boyd, the character, was from on the show. I believe Woody Harrelson, also from Indiana, I'm not sure if it's Hanover, but Woody Boyd, the character, definitely from Hanover, Indiana, which is a real town.
Now, how far is Tiny Hope from Hanover?
Tiny Little Hope, Indiana, is quite a distance from Hanover, actually.
Is Tiny Hope in the central part of the state?
Yes, it is. It's actually in the same county as Columbus, home of Hoosier Pro Wrestling. It's probably 7 to 10 miles to the north of Columbus.
Oh, all right. Well, now, Sign, that prompts the question, in Indiana, do they have different categories of high school, just like out here in Washington State? You've got 4A, 3A, 2A, 1A, 1B, and I think that's it, 1B, 1A, 1B. Yes. Do they have, of course, they've got different classes of high school in Indiana, but do they go by those letters?
No, it's slightly different. They actually did not have a class system until 11 years ago. They adopted the class system around 11 years ago, and the following year, Hauser High School in Hope, Indiana, actually won the state basketball title in the Class A division.
Now, in Indiana, is the Class A division the smallest, or do they have a B division?
That would be the smallest. It goes from Class A to Class 4A, I believe, possibly 5A.
Oh, wow. All right. If you can research if Indiana has a Class 5A and get back to Devin Bellinger, I'd really appreciate that. Yes.
What do you think he would do with that information?
I'm not sure. Somehow, it would be my fondest wish to incorporate it into a weather lecture with Jeff Johnson. Yes.
Now, would that be because you would be speaking on the chances of the Class 4A baseball tournament being rained out in part while Weather Club members Stompin' South Park Bellinger and Jeff Johnson were making out in the corner?
Oh, I don't know about anything about a state baseball championship being rained out. Is this currently being rained out in Indiana?
I don't believe they started the tournament, but I presume if it's being brought up in the Weather Club, that would be the discussion.
Well, you know, it's been
unless maybe
wrestling.
It was the golf tournament.
Oh, golf tournament. Okay. All right. Yes. Well, Sign Guy, I only bring up the thing of classifications because, like wrestling, they have a cruiserweight division. And several weeks ago, we had on an interviewee where I went in depth and for quite some time into the different weight classes of Mexican wrestling that they pay more attention to, pretty much in Japan and Mexico. They're more strictly defined, and their past world champs are pretty much rigidly locked in and emphasized in this division. Like, I think there's a flyweight and welterweight and lightweight division, very important in the past history of Mexican lucha wrestling. And that kind of, tiny hope, it reminds me of Jeff Johnson's dad, who went to school in Raymond back in Let It Rain, Let It Pour, we're the class of 34. Okay, he graduated like in 1934, Jeff's dad, from Raymond High School, and they got to be in the state basketball tournament with one of the big schools in Seattle at that time. Yes. So it was huge doings that people got in their Model A Fords then at the time and traveled to Seattle to support Raymond High School against one of the Seattle teams.
I see.
Yes.
All right. Now, QT, would it be your fondest wish to somehow find someone that had footage of the Big Show wrestling at the Old Hope Gym in Hope, Indiana, in front of, I would estimate, probably 300 to 400 people, which was a pretty large crowd for a town of that size?
Not bad. Town size to wrestling participation crowd ratio, that would be pretty good, a percentage of the town, yeah. Would Troy Miller possibly have some footage of this?
I don't know, but it's entirely feasible that Troy Miller wrestled in Hope, Indiana a few times when Diamond Dan Garza used to promote it. I would estimate he probably did.
Wow. How about Sean Kemp?
Very doubtful that Sean Kemp has wrestled in Hope.
Oh, really? Okay. Has he had a bad past experience in Hope? That's what I'm asking.
No, but I don't think that there's been a show ran in Hope in at least 10 years.
Oh, wow. That's okay. What's the main industry?
The old Hope Gym was about the only real venue, and it became too decrepit due to age and not having funds to replace the roof, so they no longer were able to rent to wrestling promoters.
Okay.
Although, here's a fact for you. The Stompin' Out Cancer benefit that Stompin' Steve Bellinger Bragg put on in Columbus a few years ago originally was planned for Hope, Indiana, but he could not get permission to rent the Old Hope Gym despite numerous efforts on his part to rent said gym. So that show nearly happened in Hope, but alas, it did not.
Okay, and so he has, so that gym has since been torn down, right?
It is still standing, but it is in not very good condition.
Are there graffitis on the wall? Is there massive graffitis?
I cannot confirm or deny that. I've not been in it in some time. I believe that there are some low-level government agencies that are in there because it was attached to the old elementary school. I believe they make use out of the old elementary school, but they can only rent the gym if they have a specific number of people in the gym for the rental time. So you have to know the exact number of people that will be in there before they can rent to you. And for a wrestling show, you just can't do that.
Okay. All right. Well, Sign, have any war heroes or any person of international fame come out of Hope, Indiana that you know of?
Not to my knowledge, unless you count the OVW guys that wrestled there. Now, on one show, OVW had Brock Lesnar, Randy Orton, I believe John Cena, Shelton Benjamin, The Big Show, and Mark Henry on one card.
Wow. I always liked Shelton Benjamin, and especially his mom. Yes.
I wonder what ever happened to his mother.
I think she was kind of freaked out in real life, and this is not a rib, when Goldust snuck up behind her and started giving her a massage, and she was really into it. And then Goldust made that sound, and she turned around and she freaked out. Yes.
That's kind of interesting.
A seminal moment, in my opinion, in WWE history, when Goldust gave Shelton Benjamin's mom a massage. Because, if you think about it, Lila Lodge is also a licensed massage therapist. Yes.
Okay. I could see that.
That was one of my questions. If Lila Lodge was going to kind of recreate that scene with me, that was one of my questions. But, unfortunately, she went off the air.
Now, would you be in the black and gold face paint with the gold bodysuit?
I think I'd leave Lila Lodge up to that because, as you know, Goldust was the one doing the masseusing. Yes. I would play the part of Shelton Benjamin's mom. Yes.
Very interesting choice. All right.
Well, I back
now,
like
as you know
out,
from
but...
this last week's episode of Total Dudes with Sun Guy and Rex, there is also a massage incident on Total Divas this week involving Ellie Neidhart and an enraged, jealous Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Would you recreate that scene with someone?
Now, who took on the role of the enraged person? Was that Rex Sharp?
That was Jim Neidhart.
Oh, Jim Neidhart, yes. Did Rex Sharp act the part of Jim Neidhart?
We did not do that scene in Total Dialogue, but I have to think that he would have if we had done that particular scene in Total Dialogue.
Wow, Total Dialogue is one of my favorite scenes of Total Dudes. Yes, my number one moment every week. Yes.
That's true. Now, did you not once play the part of Eva Marie in Total Dialogue?
Oh, well, now, Sign Guy, as you know, I took the advice long ago of George Costanza of letting him wanting more. And I would like to come back on Total Dudes, but I am limiting myself to one show. And I think that is very good advice because I went out like a bang. Yes.
All right.
Yeah, which begs the question, has anyone called for my return on Total Dudes?
I believe Beth Sharp does that on a nightly basis.
Really? Oh, okay.
I believe
well, I
it is her
Beth
one
Sharp...
goal in life is to have you return.
Wow, all right. She must
I cannot
been,
confirm. I cannot
yes.
confirm the rumors that she often hopes that your return will be while you're shirtless.
Oh, well, now she must have been on some medication. Yes.
I also cannot confirm or deny that.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's slightly disturbing. Okay, that's great. Okay. Well, Sign, I sent the Pee Wee Herman on WWE Raw to Devin South Park Bellinger. Do you have computer access right? Well, no, you're running the switchboard. I don't think you can see this clip in the last couple minutes of this episode, can you?
I don't believe so.
Oh, man, I was going to ask you to watch this clip and see what the secret word is, because the secret word is key to having The Miz kind of unravel in the ring. It threw him off his game plan.
All right.
Boy, I think after you hang up, that's something you can look into. Yes. Boy, let's see now. I was going to mention to Lila Lodge, and ask her if me singing Happy Birthday to Dash Venture was one of her favorite moments in Turnbuckle Turmoil broadcast history. Remember when I sung that Ramon style?
I do recall that. Now, why did you never sing that to Rex Razor Sharp?
Oh, well, wasn't his birthday recently?
I do not believe so.
Oh, I see. Do you know what kind of astrological sign Rex Sharp is?
I do not.
If you don't know his birthday, then you don't know his sign.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Very good point. Yes, that's clear and logical. All right, well, sign, are you going to La Problemitas tonight?
I will not be there this evening.
Okay. All right. Yeah, the roads might be pretty jammed going out toward that area, toward Bremerton, because of the nice weather. Yes.
Usually is kind of a jammed up path to get to Bremerton on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, you gotta kind of lay low there and protect your financial overhead. Nothing worse than being caught in bumper-to-bumper traffic, especially on a Friday heading south toward McCord Air Force Base. Ooh, stay clear of that. Yes. Will Sine, can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners a conversation or a film of Zay, Warrior Kid Zay, that you might have had recently?
My understanding, Zay gearing up for his wrestling and his MMA training. He was just interviewed the other day by some people, had a very nice interview. If you go to the Turnbuckle Turmoil Facebook, you can find that interview.
Oh, okay. Well, that's something that I'm going to do, yes, after we hang up. I have not heard of this. How long is the interview?
Well, it's a print interview, so long it takes you to read it.
Oh, all right. Very good. Okay. All right. Well, can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners who we're going to have on Sunday?
Sunday we have J.C. Rotten, son of Ian.
Oh, okay. Very good. Ian, okay. Oh, all right. And sign that book that you lent me. I found a trophy receipt at the front of the book. Trophy receipt.
That was for the Turnbuckle Turmoil Hall of Fame trophy. This year's inductee, of course, Dylan Bryan Class.
Okay. I think our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners wanted to hear that. Yes. Okay.
I'm guessing they did. Especially Beast Barnett. You know how he loves trophies.
He does love trophies, even participation trophies. Yes.
Yes.
And I was also going to ask Dave the Beast Barnett, well, and Lila Lodge, who was going to win the Major League Baseball National League Division this year. That's who I was going to ask. And my guess was that Dave the Beast Barnett was going to say the Cincinnati Reds or the Pittsburgh Pirates. It was coming down to those two.
Going to be a long year for us Reds fans, I fear.
I see. Do they still have Joey Votto? That's what I'm asking. Oh, wow. Where did he get traded to?
Milwaukee, I think.
Oh, wow.
It was a rough summer. It was a very rough summer.
What do you think, sign guy, of Russell Okung's trade to the Denver Broncos?
Well, hopefully the air won't hurt him.
Well, you know what what they say when Seattle gets rid of their linemen. They got rid of Hutchinson when he went to the Detroit Lions I think it was 6 years ago. The following season, not the same success. And then they let Max Unger go to the New Orleans Saints, their all-pro center. Yes. Seattle better draft a pretty good crop of offensive linemen. Yes.
Indeed. Well, it looks like we're just about out of time, QT, so I'll just wrap this up. Thanks for the powerhouse, Princess Lila Lodge, for stopping in today. Get out there, support your local independent wrestling. Tons of wrestling out there. IPE pay-per-views, big shows around Dallas, Hall of Fame for WWE tomorrow night. Lots going on. Get out there, support. We'll talk to you Sunday with J.C. Bailey. Or, I'm sorry, J.C. Rotten. J.C. Rotten.